You're listening to Juno Afternoon on KTOO. And here with me in the studio is Jordan Nigro, Executive Director of the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Welcome, Jordan.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So every month you come in and tell us about what's going on at the Zach Gordon Youth Center right across the parking lot.
That's
there.
Right.
Our next door neighbors. And always doing a lot of great stuff. Always got a lot of stuff going on, especially in the summertime. So
it's busy over there.
How's it been going so far? What
have
you guys been up
to? Well, things are going good. I just was taking some pictures of our garden this afternoon.
Oh,
we
nice.
Grew cucumbers.
Really?
Which, as a lifelong Southeast Alaskan, I actually kind of can't believe we grew cucumbers. So, yeah, we have lots of gardening going on. We have we have this week off from summer camps, but we have another 4 weeks of summer camp starting next week. And we have our first, next week we do our first 5- and 6-year-old camp that we've ever done.
Wow.
So we're trying that out. We're going to see how it goes. We're excited about it. I think it'll be fun.
What made you want to start a camp for those, for that
age group?
Well,
we've had a lot of requests from the community for camps for younger kids. So lots of families whose kids are, you know, in kindergarten and first grade, then summer comes and everyone's, you know, they're out of childcare and they're used to being in school. And yet most of the camps start at a little older age. So we're going to try it out and see how it goes. We have 10 little 5- and 6-year-olds that are going to hang out with us at the center.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. We're going to do some, I think we're going to take the bus to Twin Lakes Playground one day, and they're going to go over to the museum one day and do some art projects. And yeah, so it'll be really fun.
Yeah, it's a fun age group.
It
they're
is.
A fun, like,
so
age.
So cute.
Yeah. And they're probably, like, transitioning out of first grade or kindergarten, first grade, so. Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, so you've got soccer, you've got summer camps, you've got cucumbers in the garden.
Yeah.
What else are you guys growing in
well,
the garden?
Well, let's see. Well, you know, what's funny is a lot of the normal Southeast stuff is not doing quite as well this summer as it usually does. Like our kale
the stuff
is
that
pretty
likes the
small.
Cold, rainy
yeah.
temperatures.
It's so weird. Our kale is pretty small. Our carrots are still kind of small. But we have lots of zucchinis and summer squash and cucumber, which is so funny. And we have lots of herbs and spices. Those are all doing really good.
Wow, great.
Yeah, it's lots of fun. And our Youth Employment and Parks program will be wrapping up in early August. So we'll have a graduation ceremony for those kids.
I saw those guys around. It looks like they got some new T-shirts this year.
Yeah, we get new T-shirts every year.
I like them. I like the green.
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
And what trails are they working on?
You know, this week they're doing some work downtown. So they've been in some of the downtown smaller parks and they kind of split the crew up to do some things around there. And before the 4th of July, they were over in Savico Park and Treadwell Trail, getting everything sort of prepped for the 4th. And then after the 4th, they were doing some cleanup over there and stuff. So, yeah.
Downtown is where I saw them.
Yeah.
So that makes
sense.
Yeah,
they're spending some time downtown this week.
Yeah. That's great. So I couldn't help but notice you guys got a new website.
We did, yes.
And it looks great.
Thank you. Yeah. CBJKids.org.
Yeah.
So check it out if you haven't. We're still working on it, but we are very excited about it. And one of the main things that will be great, I think, for the community is we have a calendar up there that has activities and camps right now for summer camps for kids. And so going forward, we'll just continue to increase what we put on that calendar for activities for kids in the community and things going on, so families can have one place to sort of look and then they can get to, you know, those organizations. We'll also, we're going to be working on a resource page that has lots of great information for families and kids. So they can kind of have a one-stop shop and then, you know, get to the organizations that you need.
Oh, I think that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
I thought the website looked really good already, and CBJKids.org is the URL, but I found it just by Googling Zach
Gordon Youth
Center.
Also just Google Zach
Gordon
Youth Center.
It came up, and I was so surprised, so pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Way nicer and easy to navigate. A lot like the library's website, which is a city.
It's part of the process is we're all redoing. The whole city's websites are getting redone, and we were lucky to be sort of at the beginning of some of those. So Parks and Rec will be redoing our website. The main website of Parks and Rec will also be getting redone over the course of the winter. And
that's great. I support that.
It's great.
Okay. So is there anything else you want to mention while you're here? Anything that people should be thinking about?
Just a reminder that you're welcome to come in. We always, we're drop-in and we open at 11 o'clock in the morning and it's summertime. So please feel free to come on down. If we sometimes have families call us and say, so it's free? We can just come in? Yeah, it's free. You can just come in. Have your kids come in. They can be there by themselves when they're 9 years old. But if you have littles and you want to bring your kids in, feel free to come on in with them. And then at 6 o'clock, we turn into a teen center. So it's 14 and up after 6. And during the week, we're open till 9. And Friday and Saturday nights, we're open till 10.
That's fantastic. I often have to ask you again as well, like, really? It's all free?
It's all free. Yeah.
So that's fantastic. And thanks for being here, Jordan. Thanks for doing what you do. And enjoy the rest of July, and we'll have you back in August.
Thanks, Shelley.